Thank you very much. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Contrary to what's in the program book, this is not Peter Grunewald. As you can see, it says Richard Gill. He's going to talk about statistics and the law, mathematics and the law. Both of them have been involved in a rather rather well-known, and I can't say famous, more like an infamous case in the Netherlands, whereby a nurse was being sued for killing off people on the basis of statistics. And he's one of the people who helped to sort of undo the work of the previous courts so that the case is by now finally being under review again, for which she at least is very grateful, and I think quite a number of other people. Prepare yourself for statistics and the law. Enjoy.
Okay. Yep, thank you very much. So, indeed, I'm Richard Gill and not Peter Grunewald. Peter Grunewald is a good friend of mine, and we did a lot of work together on this case. And does it work? Doesn't work. He does well. He couldn't be here, so I pull in for him. These are some logos of some of my sponsors, which I won't say too much about. If there's one thing I'd like you to remember is you may have heard a saying, lies, damned lies, and something or other. Forget it. Spread this one around. I'd like everybody to, when they hear about lies and damned lies, to think about legal truths. I want to tell you about an infamous case in the Netherlands, which, as you've seen, is a wonderful, progressive, kind, friendly, sunny, lovely country, but it has some strange streets in it. And one of the strange things is that even in the most modern society of modern Europe, one can have an old-fashioned witch hunt and a witch trial, and like everything happened short of burning her on a fire. But it's what they would have done 200 years ago. Actually, I don't want to talk too much about the mathematics or the statistics, so if there are people who are here especially to hear lots of math and statistics, I'm sorry, I'm going to disappoint you, because I was thinking what is really interesting about this case, I think, perhaps for a community of hackers or whatever, who I think of as being somewhat like community of scientists, is actually like what happened in this case was at some point, let me show you an alternative title, if I can find the right button. This is another title I often give to my talk, Science versus Justice, and it's a strange thing that both science and justice are both looking after the